Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a merciful and a great God we serve. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. We bless his name today. We come to honor him. We come to praise him. We come to thank him. He is Almighty God. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless his name. He's Jehovah Elohim, and he is most powerful. Yes, Genesis 1 and 1 tells us that he is most powerful God, Jehovah Adonai. Yeah, the Lord, our God. Oh, yeah, he loves his people so much. He sent Jesus to die for us. We thank God that he is Jehovah El Shaddai, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Almighty God, nothing is impossible to him. We thank you that he is Jehovah Yahweh, Israel's covenant God. He is our covenant God. We thank God for him in the name of Jesus. He's whatever we need in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praising him. We are thanking him. We are giving the Lord glory, praise, and thanksgiving. He is almighty. He's the mighty God. Thank God that he is Jehovah Jireh. You know he provides. He don't neglect us. He give us everything that we need in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank God today for what he's doing, what he's going to do. He's Jehovah Nisi, the banner that we need in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, he's Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord that sanctified. You know we got to be sanctified. We got to be holy. We got to be cleansed. He is everything that we need. So we thank God today for what he's doing. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Thank you for joining us. We are so grateful to the Most High God. He loves us. Yes, he does. You know that kind of love? No human being has the kind of love that God has for us. His love is amazing, 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 amazing. And he gives us grace, you know, with shalom. Oh, my God. We need peace in this hour like never before. Oh, yeah, every time you drive or you're in your neighborhood, you hear sirens going. Oh, yeah, they're racing to get the people who got hurt, got injured, some died. But thank God we are yet alive. He is a peacemaker. So we thank God for peace in our home, in our neighborhood, in our cities, in our state, in our nation, and throughout the world. Oh, yeah, he's the one who gives peace. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Jehovah Tsidkenu. He is righteous. You know he's the righteous God. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he's Jehovah Roha. Oh, yeah, he's the shepherd. You know, when we get off the path, he used that staff to pull us back in. So sometimes we're dumb. We don't know which way to go. But because he's the shepherd, he leads us in a plain path. Oh, yeah, he is Jehovah Shema. You know he's over there where you are, over here where I am. There's no place that he's not. He's every place all at the same time. And guess what? He's ordering our steps. He orders the steps of the people. I thank God.
Sign me.
daily basis. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't know what direction to go in. I thank God that he orders my steps. Sometimes it seems I'm going in the wrong direction, but he pulls me back on the path. Today is the day that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us be grateful that we're yet alive. Let us be grateful to the Most High God. Let us be grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. We are grateful every day when we wake up. It's not the alarm clock that wakes us up. It's the Most High God, Abba, Father. He ordered our steps into this day. Isn't he awesome? He is, oh, yeah, he's everything that we need. You know how God is. He is amazing. We can't even, we don't even have words to describe how great our God is. As song says, how great is our God? It doesn't even touch the surface because he's greater than we think, greater than we ever imagined. He's an amazing God, and we're so grateful for our God, our Father, our Lord, and our Shepherd. So welcome to Midweek Bible Study. I thank God for each of you. I've truly missed you all, but I did get some rest. I pray that you got rest as well. You know what? We got to follow the example of the Most High God. He's holy, and look, he's most powerful. He got rest on the seventh day. You remember in Genesis, he talked about everything he created. And guess what? Everything he created is good, including you. Oh, he ain't forget you. He has a plan. God's plan is so awesome. He remembered to put you in his plan. Isn't that awesome? When God put us in his plan, oh, my God. Let me tell you, his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. He don't ever forget about us. He's so great, he gave us fingerprints, and there are none alike. He even know your voice. He know what you're going to say before you call on it. I'm telling you, I don't know nobody like him. Can't nobody compare to our God. So today we thank God. We get ready to praise the Lord with songs, songs of praise. We have with us two mighty women of God. Oh, my God. Like I told you before, I think they were born with their hands on the piano. They know how to praise God. They know how to magnify God, how to give him glory. So we have Sister Glory Dean on with us. She is a minister of the Word of God. She lives in Marrero, Louisiana. Good afternoon, Sister Glory Dean. How are you?
Good afternoon. Thank God for today. I feel good. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, I'm going to do a song. Like you say, this is day that the Lord has made. And we're going to come together, praise God, just praise his name. He said, we're together again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Together again in one accord. Be together again, just praise the Lord. Be together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. Be together again. One more time now. Be together again. Just praise the Lord. Be together again. In one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. Be together again.
Hallelujah. We're together again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praises, praises be to God the Father Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Minister Gloria Dixon. Thank God for that beautiful song. We're together again. We're together again on Wednesday night. We bought stuff, and we are praising the Lord together. We thank God for the beautiful song that she sang and played. We thank God for each of you coming on with us today. We serve an amazing God. He is the great and mighty I Am. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Not to compare to how great our God is. Our God is great. He is mighty. And he is worthy of all of our praise. Not some of it. He deserves all the glory, all the praise. Well, we're going to continue. We have Sister Lanny McBride. She's from Jackson, Mississippi. She's a minister of the word. Oh, my God. Like I told you, she and Minister Gloria Jean. They, you know, I think they were born on the piano. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G and all the other participants. God bless you. When I was searching for what to sing when we had to share, I heard in my heart this simple phrase, and I want to share with you.
I love you, Lord, today, because you stand for me in such a special way, and yet I pray, I lift you up. I magnify your name, and that's why my heart is filled with your praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you, all because you paid the price. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary, and I pray, oh, I lift you up. I magnify your name. Oh, God, that's why my heart is so filled with your praise. Oh, Lord, show to love your Lord, that's why my heart is filled. Oh, my heart is filled. When I think about your praise, when I think about your mercy, when I think about your love and sacrifice on Calvary, my heart is filled. My heart is filled. My heart is filled. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. That's why my heart is filled with your praise. Oh, thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, in your name. Oh, thank you, Lord God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Yep. Our hearts are filled with praise. We have much to praise him for. It's 2021, last month of the year. He's brought us safe thus far. He's provided for us. He's loved on us. He's kept us. And even sometime in all of that, he chastises children. You know why? Because he loves us. So we got to, you know, keep on praising him. Yep, our hearts are filled with praise. And I thank God we're together again praising the Lord, praising the Lord. So let's continue in that vein. We're going to continue. We got a scripture search. You need your Bible. So put your Bibles in front of you. We got a scripture search today. You didn't have homework, but you're going to have homework next week. Thank God for each of you. Well, you know what? Before we do that, we have Minister Brian Boyd on with us. Good afternoon, Minister Brian Boyd. How are you?
Good afternoon, Sister G. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I need you to say a prayer for us, a specific prayer. Pray against the spirit of slothfulness. Listen to prayer target. Pray against the spirit of slothfulness in God's people, and pray that we would study, and obey the word. Thank you, Brother Brian.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for all that you continue to do. Heavenly Father, right now we come to you on one accord, give you thanks and give you praise and honor, and we just ask, God, that you will fill us all with your spirit, God. Anything that we have in the spirit of slothfulness, the spirit of laziness, I pray that you will remove it from us, God, and allow us to focus our eyes, our hearts, and our souls on you in each and everything that we do, God. God, give us a fervency to read your word, to learn your ways, to learn who you are, God, and to learn the will that you have for us, God. Continue to give us the fire, God. Give us the excitement to read your word each and every day, God, because it says that in the book of Psalms, if we write the tables of your word on our heart, God, that you will sustain us in every way, God. And if we are blessed in everything, if we're blessed to meditate on your word every day and night, God, and we will be like a tree that is planted there, rivers of flowing water, God, and we will bear fruit in every season. And we ask that you will continue to do all of these things for us. We ask that you continue to prepare us in each and every way, that you will give us understanding of your word, God, that you continue to lead us and guide us in the way that you will have us to go. We love you, God. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for all that you continue to do, God. And we just ask that, once again, you will give us the spirit and the ways to go after you with everything, God. Because as it says in the book of Deuteronomy, God, that we should love you with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul, and to pursue you in everything that we do. Continue to lead us and guide us, God, as we place our trust in you and lean not on our own understanding. If we acknowledge you in all of our ways, God, we ask that you will fulfill your promises and direct our every path. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Boyd. We appreciate you. He's a young man, praising the Lord. He's 26 years young, and God is using him mightily. He has a podcast to come on weekly about leadership so far. I thank Father God for you, Brother Brian. Thank you. Well, you need your Bible for this that we're getting ready to do. It's called Scripture Search, and I'm going to tell you, here's how we do it. Hold on 1 second. You need your Bible. I will read a passage, and you got to tell me where it's found. So you may need your phone, your iPad, or whatever. You could tell me where it's found. But find a passage. You state your name, and you read it. So I'll give you the scripture. You tell me where it's found, but you state your name when you get, do it, So any questions? Anybody have any questions before we get started? All right, here we go. First, this is in the books of history. The Old Testament scripture says, "For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself to prayer." Where is that found? State your name and tell me where it's found. You got to read it. You cannot. I know we got Bible scholars on here, yeah, but not from your memory. You got to read it. So it's called Scripture Search. Your B-I-B-L-E. You know that book that you know, I hope you don't have no dust on it, but I hope you use it. After Brother Brian prayed, we're going to be reading the Word, studying the Word, and obeying the Word. So we got to do Scripture Search. Here we go. In the books of history, in the Old Testament, this scripture says, for my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself to prayer. Where is that found? And then read, state your name first. Don't forget. State your name.
Sister Lady from 1094.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Read it.
For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer.
Amen. Thank you so much. Good job, good job. All right, now you all know how we do it. Sister Lainey showed us. The next one. This is from the books of law. You got to know the books of law. You know what they are? Who knows? Who can tell me what the books of law are on here? State your name and tell me. Somebody, anybody, what are the books of law? Sister Clara Dean.
Oh, I had to stop. My back was hurting and I had to go get something to put on my back. My back is...
All right,
yeah, I am.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you're the mighty healer. You're the great physician. We ask you to touch her back where it hurts. We ask you to heal her back in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we know you to be the great physician. And we know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to heal her back in Jesus' name. Amen. So, who could tell me what the books of law are?
In the Old Testament, the books of law are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Amen. Yep, the books of law are in the Old Testament. That's where God gave the law. All right, so, let's see, hold on, I got to see. Here we go. The scripture says, this is from the books of law, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Where is that found? That's in one of the books of law. All right. Sorry, there was a lot of echo, so I did mute that line. All right. From the books of the law, this scripture says, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art blessed, that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Where is that found? State your name. Come on, you guys. Participate. Get on your iPad. Look up the scriptures. I know Jasmine knows. Brian, Brother Brian, you know. Come on. Dana on here, too. Dana, get that word out. Y'all, come on. Work. Search the scriptures. You got Apostle Bailey on here. He knows. Come on, y'all. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Where is that found? State your name and give us, read it to us. Hello. Sister Mary, you know? Somebody knows.
No.
Go ahead.
No. I don't know. It just sounds like Abraham.
All right, look it up.
All right.
And all of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Where is that found? You know the books of the law? I didn't hear somebody tell me yet. What's the books of the law? Brother Brian, what's the books of the law? Come on, somebody. Anybody.
Yes, ma'am. The books of the law is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
That's it. So you got to narrow it down. It's from one of those books of the law. Where is that? Yes?
Jasmine? Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 10. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you.
Thank you, Jasmine. Jasmine is 20 years old, y'all. She's a young person, and she knows how to search the scripture. Thank you, Jasmine. That's awesome. All right. So who's next? Here's the next scripture. From the minor prophet books, the minor prophets, you know what they are, who they are? This scripture says, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with the glory, said the Lord of hosts. Where is that found? What book? It's from the minor prophets. And I will
read it again,
all
please.
Nations. Okay, I'm reading it. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with the glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Where is that found? It's in one of the books of the minor prophets. You guys know the minor prophets. Come on, y'all. Where is that found? A lot of Bible scholars on here. Thank God for you all. Y'all doing a great job. I'm so proud of you all.
Is it from Haggai 2:7?
Amen. You state your name, please.
This is Dana.
Thank you, Dana. You got it right. Now read it, Dana. You did good. I know we got Bible scholars on here.
And I will shake the nation, and what is desired by all nations will come. And I will fill the house with glory, said the Lord Almighty.
Amen. Thank
you,
Dan.
From Haggai 2:7.
Thank you so much. Okay. Next scripture. Keep your Bibles right there, your tablets, whatever you're using to find the scripture. This is from the books of poetry. Hold on 1 second, please. All right, here we go. Put your phone on mute if you're in a car or doing something because the sound comes through.
Okay.
All right. So from the books of poetry, this scripture says, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. That's from the books of poetry. We're narrowing it down. I'm giving you clues. This scripture says, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Where is that scripture found? Hello? Come on, search it out, state your name, and read it.
Psalms 40:13.
Who is this?
Dana.
Dana?
Is it Psalm?
Good job, Dana. Go ahead and read it.
Hold on, let me go.
Yes?
It says Psalm 40:13. Be pleased, O Lord, and deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Amen. I needed that one.
Okay. Thank you, Dana. Appreciate it. All right. Last one in this series. So listen to the last. This is from the books of the history in the New Testament. This scripture says, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of his way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Where is that found? The books of history in the New Testament. state your name and read it. And desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Where is that found? State your name. Hear the answer. Y'all are doing great.
Dana, Acts 2:9.
Go ahead, Dana. I'll tell you we got Bible scholars. Go ahead, read it, Dana.
All this time Saul was breathing. I might be looking at the wrong how, but it reads it, though.
That's okay. It's the right scripture. Read it.
And he requests letters addressed to the synagogue of Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of many followers of the way he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and Christians, back to Jerusalem in chains. And that's in the New Living Translation.
Okay. Thank you, Dana. Okay, keep your Bibles ready. We got another script, more scriptures. So this part is called Scripture Search, but it's what's missing. So I'm going to read a scripture, leave off a word, and you tell me what the word is that I'm leaving off. You tell me what word I'm leaving off. All right, so listen carefully. Listen carefully. This says, this is found. I'm going to give you the scripture. This is found in Proverbs 22:1. Proverbs 22:1. I'm going to give you a minute to find it. Proverbs 22:1. All right, here we go. Good blank. The blank, I left it off, is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Proverbs 22:1. State your name. Tell me what I left off and read the scripture.
Mary, a good name
is
rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold.
Good job. So what's the word I left off, Mary?
Name.
Name. Yeah, I left the word name off. Good job. I know we got Bible scholars on here. Good job. So now the second one, you guys are doing great. We're on a roll, so we're keeping it moving. Thank God for you and you and you and you, all of you. I appreciate you. All right, scripture, John 10:10. Remember, state your name. Tell me what word I left off and read the scripture. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to blank and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So John 10:10, state your name. Tell me where it's from.
Brother Brian, the word left off was thief. And the whole verse reads, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
All right. You said the scripture right, but that's not the word I left off. Anybody want to help me? What word did I leave off?
Apostle Bailey. Some translations would say steal. Another would say rob. Would be the word you left out.
Okay. Thank you, Father.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full or have it more abundantly.
Excellent. Thank you, Apostle. We appreciate you being on. All right.
Yeah, I didn't go to sleep yet.
Amen. Psalm 26. I'm sorry, I apologize. Scratch it. It's Psalm 12:6. Psalm 12. This says, the word of the blank are pure as silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified 7 times. What word did I leave off? The word of the blank are pure as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. word did I leave off?
What's the scripture again?
Psalms chapter 12, verse 6.
Mary. No. No.
Never
mind. The word.
What word did I leave off?
Could you do the sentence one more time?
Yes. The words of the blank are pure as silver, fried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. What word did I leave off?
The Lord.
All right. State your name, please.
Mary. The words of the Lord.
The Lord. Go ahead.
Are pure words as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Yes. All right. That is correct. Okay. The next one, Revelation 12 and 2. Revelation chapter 12, verse 2. And she being with blank carried travailing, cried, I'm sorry. And she being with blank, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. What is the answer? What word did I leave off? State your name first. Don't forget.
Apostle Bailey.
Okay.
And the word that you left off was child. And
yes.
She being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered.
Amen. Thank you. Excellent. All right, this is the last one in this section. Jeremiah 22, verse 5. Jeremiah 22, verse 5. And it says, but if ye will not hear the words, I swear by myself, said the blank, that this house shall become desolation, a desolation. I'll read again, Jeremiah 22:5. State your name, tell me what word I'm leaving off. But if ye will not hear these words, I swear by myself, said the blank, that this house shall become a desolation. What word? State your name, tell me what word I left off, and read it. Read the scripture.
Apostle Bailey.
Okay.
It seems like that's more than one word, isn't it?
I only intended one word.
Okay, well, all right, so.
What word did you have?
Well, let me see. I'm looking at different versions. Yeah,
okay,
but if you will not obey these words, I swear by, and then the word must be myself. And then I'll say the whole. So I'll say the whole sentence now. The whole scripture.
Okay, that's not the word that I left off, though. But you
yeah.
Go
well, could
ahead
you
and read.
Could you repeat it one? Could you repeat the sentence one more time?
Sure. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, said the blank, that this house shall become a desolation.
Okay, the word is Lord. Is
correct.
That correct? Okay, but if you
yes.
will not obey these words, I'm just looking at a different version, but if you will not obey these words, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation.
Amen. Amen. Good job. Amen.
It's
right.
A nice, it's
so
a very
today,
nice.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I've never been drilled like that before on any other radio
okay.
line. And I just wanted to
okay.
commend you. That's very, very, it gets our spiritual mind moving so that, because we never know when we're going to need this, to know
right.
these things at the spur of the moment. So, I just want to commend you for that.
Thank you so much, Apostle. All right. We're getting ready to go into the message, and then Apostle's going to be praying in a few, in a little bit after the message. So the title of the message, and if you will put your phone on mute, and then there are going to be times when I need you to respond. So keep your Bibles ready. I'm going to ask you to read some scriptures later. But the title of this message is, Let's Cancel the Spirit of Complaining. Let's cancel the spirit of complaining. Complaining means the expression of dissatisfaction or annoyance about something. Murmuring. So we're canceling the spirit of complaining and murmuring. Murmuring is a subdued or private expression of discontent and dissatisfaction. You know, we serve an awesome God. And this message is coming from Exodus 17:15-17, around those scriptures. So, you know, the children of Israel, God set them free, and they were murmuring. But God could hear them murmur. We murmur too. Sometimes we murmur in our minds. Sometimes we say it out loud to another person. But I want to tell you, we serve an awesome God. He hears even our inner cry. Sometimes we don't say anything out loud, but we murmur in our head. Oh, this traffic is too heavy. Oh, you know, all the time my knee keep hurting. You know, look here, in this grocery store line, I'm tired of waiting. It's too long. You know, we be murmuring, complaining all the time. You know what? She looked blessed, but I ain't blessed like her. You know, we murmur and complain all the time. You know what? My neighbors, they is rowdy people. You know, we do it all the time. We go to the doctor, we say, look, now they want more money for this and more money. We do it all the time. So the children of Israel were crying out, and God heard their concerns and their conditions for they, you know, that they found themselves in. They were oppressed in bondage by King Pharaoh. He was a cruel. When I tell you cruel, he was a cruel taskmaster. He worked them overtime, double time and a half. And he told them, okay, I gave you this. Now Moses done came and told me this. But I tell you what, I'm going to take this back to you. You get your own product. You get your own stuff and work in this field. He was cruel. Exodus 2:7-9 says, I need somebody to volunteer to read this for me. Exodus chapter 2:7-9. State your name, and would you read it for us, please? Exodus chapter 2, verses 7-9. Who can read that for me?
Exodus 2.
Okay, your name, please?
Mary.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah. Then said his sister to Pharaoh. Okay, Exodus 2, verses 7-9. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went, called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Ooh, love it.
Amen. Now, who was that child, you guys? Who was that child? Somebody tell me, say your name and tell me. Who was that child?
Mary, no, Moses.
Moses. Yeah, it was Moses. Now, let me tell you something. Moses was called to do what he was called to do, but he didn't know it. So God prepared him. He lived in the house with Pharaoh. And, you know, Pharaoh, like I told you, Pharaoh considered himself to be God. Tell you, God with a little G. So the Lord heard the prayers, I'm going to say the cries of his people, the Israelites. They were crying. And so Moses grew up in the house with Pharaoh. And he knew Pharaoh. He was, you know, he respected Pharaoh. And so as he grew up, he was educated there. He was, you know, Pharaoh's daughter adopted him as her own. But guess what? He had such a great mother. Before she took him back to Pharaoh, she instilled the word in Moses. Now, I don't know how old he was when he went back, but by the time he went back, he had the word inside of him. You know what the Bible says? Train them up in the way that they should go, and when they get old, the word won't depart from them. So the word didn't depart from Moses, but Moses was out and among the people, and he knew what was going on, but he wasn't oppressed. Mm-mm. But he knew his people. And so one day, one of his people was being, you know, oppressed, beaten, and Moses stepped in, killed. He killed the man that was hurting one of his people. Now, when he found out about, they knew about it, Moses left. He left that place, and he went to the desert. He went way out. He went where Jethro lived, who became his father-in-law later. And one day, Moses was out tending the sheep. And, you know, he saw this light. You know how God, I'm going to tell you what, God draws us. And sometimes we want, Sometimes he draws to certain people. He draws to a church. He draws to the word. But he drew Moses to the burning bush. Moses kept seeing it, but God intended for him to see it. What they say, the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. God was ordering Moses' steps. So if he went alone, he decided to go up the mountain. Soon as he got up there, he heard this voice, in a burning bush, take your shoes off. This is holy ground. So Moses took his shoes off, and God told him what he wanted. He said, listen, you know, I have something for you to do. He said, I heard the groans, the murmuring of my people. So Moses was the best man to set the people free. And so God told him what he wanted, but Moses didn't feel he was suited or equipped for the job. He didn't feel like, he said, I don't know. He was afraid. First of all, he didn't want to go back and face that he had killed an Egyptian, and Pharaoh, you know, he felt like Pharaoh may kill him. So he gave an excuse to God. But Moses was the best man for the job. Don't you know God had a plan before the foundation of the earth for Moses, and he has one for you. Your purpose didn't just begin when you were born, even though he put it in you before you came to the earth. I'm talking about myself, too. So Moses was the person for the job. He lived with Pharaoh, so he knew the ways of Pharaoh. And when God told him, I want you to go back, and I want you to set my people free, he said, Tell Pharaoh, set my people free. He said, but he's not going to want to do it. He's not going to want to do it. But God said, I heard the murmurings of my people, and they're oppressed, suppressed, and depressed, and I want to set them free. God, here's your mourning. You know, maybe you got a son that's, you know, out there, prodigal child. Maybe you got a daughter that's out there, prodigal daughter. Whatever it is, maybe you want a job. Where they suppressing you, they're making you work long hours. Whatever it is, God hears your cries just like he heard the Egyptians. God is no respecter person, so he heard. But Moses was equipped for the job. He said, okay, Moses, you say you can't talk? Let your brother Aaron go with you. Aaron was a little bit older than Moses, so he sent Aaron. And, you know, I want to tell you, to each of us on here today, on Wednesday midweek Bible study, God hears our murmuring. He hears our complaints. And he comes to set us free today. Isn't that awesome? He going to set us free from the residue of oppression, depression. And he's going to do some things in us today that we've been holding on to for years and years and years. Exodus 15 talks about, and the people murmuring against Moses, saying, what are we going to drink? Moses, did God send us out here to kill us? We ain't got no water. We ain't got no bread. They were, and so Moses told him, he said, listen, you think you're murmuring against me. Sometimes you think you're murmuring against your pastor. Sometimes you think you're murmuring against your husband, your wife. Sometimes you you're murmuring against the Most High God. So he said, you're not murmuring against me. He said, you're murmuring against God. So let me tell you something. We got to learn to be grateful to God. He's got you on a path. Listen, he had Moses on a path. And Moses didn't want to go through that. He said, I don't want to go. He gave every excuse. God knocked them all down just like a ball knocks a bowling pin. He knocked every one of them down. Every excuse he gave, he said, okay, do this. Okay, here, this for you. Hey, here, I'm equipping you. He was already equipped, but he didn't know it. You, on this Wednesday midweek Bible study, you already equipped. You may not know it. Sometimes your pastor may say, listen, I need you to do this. And you say, what? Not me? Listen, I was 17 years young, and my pastor came to me. I had been going to this church a couple of years, had gotten saved. My pastor said, I want you to teach the children. I said, I don't know how to teach children. He said, yes, you do. So I'm telling you, when someone come to you and tell you to do something, you're already equipped to do it. Don't give no excuse. I didn't know I knew how to do it. But when I started doing it, the gift came out. It was there before the foundation of the earth. So whenever you ask to do something and you think you can't do it, you're already equipped. God equips you to do it. So the people were murmuring, and many times they complained. They became dissatisfied. Many times we complain. We're dissatisfied. Yeah, the coronavirus. I can't go nowhere. I can't even go to church, and I can't do this here. I got to wear a mask, and I got to do this here. I can't go with my family. We murmuring. We complaining. God hear it. We complain. But God comes to help us today. We can complain, murmur, but had it helped us? Did the murmuring help you? Did complaining help you? No, it didn't help you. It has not helped you. So Apostle Ronnie Bailey is going to pray a prayer against murmuring, the murmuring spirit and the complaining spirit. So it's on you, Apostle.
All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for that anointed, that powerful anointed word that came forth. And we ask, Lord, that you open up, that you would take that ear salve and open up their ears today, Lord. Let he that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Lord, I pray that you would give them a little eye salve as well, so you can open up their eyes so that they can see, Lord, that you have not given us spirit of fear, but you have given us power, love, power, and a sound mind. And Lord, we need to grow up. We need to learn that we should not be afraid of those things that we are facing, because God has not given us that spirit of fear. But he says we are but more than conquerors, those that are in Christ Jesus. Lord, let us grab hold. You know, as you said, that all things are possible through Jesus, which strengthens us, Lord. Let us grab hold of that revelation, Lord, that Jesus is on the inside. And before the devil can take over the house, before he could take over our bodies, before he could take over our minds and take control of us, he must first bind the strong man of the house, which is Jesus the Christ, Lord. Let us walk, O Father, as those that have matured in the things of God. He says, in the word, forever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. We need to recognize who we are in Christ Jesus, that, Lord, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors, Lord. And the enemy is trying to distract us, Lord. He's trying to block us, oh, Father, from the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, that you have predestinated us to receive, Lord. And I command the devil to loose his hold. I command him to loose his hold, and I command him, as Moses did, to set or let God's people go. And Moses didn't say, let God's people go. He said, let my people go. Because it wasn't Moses speaking. It was God speaking through Moses. And we must recognize that Moses' prayer back in those days of the children of Israel is still have the same strength and power upon the body of Christ today. We just need to accept it. We just need to claim it. Hallelujah, that the devil don't have any power, authority, or control over us. And we have no reason to fear. Because the Bible says that we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and that it will bear fruit in its season. Its leaves shall not wither. And whatever we touch shall prosper. So what do we have to complain about? What do we have to murmur about? God says, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Why, hallelujah, why do you labor for those things which satisfy, not complaining and murmuring and telling the man of God that, have you brought us out here to kill us? When we can come to the waters that God has bestowed upon us, the Holy Spirit, glory to God, we can walk in the waters ankle deep and then knee deep and then waist deep and then, hallelujah, neck deep, Lord, and then waters, hallelujah, glory to God, to swim in. But yet we prefer to murmur. We prefer to complain. We can prefer to blame God and blame the man or the woman of God. Let us, oh Father, be accounted, be accountable. And we cannot blame God for nothing, because we are the summation of all that we, all the decisions that we have made in our life up until now. Wherever we stand right now is though the position that we have chosen for ourselves. So why not raise the standard? Why not raise the bar and say, Lord, come by here, Lord. Somebody needs you. I'm the one that needs you, Lord. Come by here. And, Lord, that I may be all that you have called me to be. And, Father, I thank you for that powerful anointed word, Lord. I thank you that, glory to God, that a word was spoken in season today, a word that very few ministers want to touch. Glory to God, they don't want to lose members. They don't want to lose tithing. They want to tell the people what they want to hear. But we heard today, the woman of God told us what we need to hear, that we need to put down those childish ways and grow up and mature and take, hallelujah, as Jesus say, wouldn't you know that I be about my Father's business? Father, I ask these and all blessings, Lord. I pray that, Father, a blanket of your anointing would fall upon your people right now. And let them know, Lord, that you're right there with them. You said, I will not fail you, nor will I forsake you. He says, it's not given to the swift nor to the strong, but it's given unto those who endure unto the end. And a lot of us is not going to make it to the end with this childlike mentality. God said have a childlike spirit, but not a childlike mentality. We've been serving the Lord long enough to know that the Lord has delivered us many, many times, and he'll deliver us again. He'll deliver us today. So, Father, I pray for deliverance, for healing, that you would open up their standing to the revelation of knowledge, spirit of wisdom, and that you said, Hallelujah. He that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Such are we. As Moses was trying to speak to them in his day, the Spirit is trying to speak to us today. But will we listen and will we obey? If we listen and obey, I guarantee you, we will be blessed in the Lord. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I ask these and all blessings, and to his glory. Amen, amen, amen. And let the church of God say, and let the church
amen.
Of God say, even if your phone is muted, you can do it on a mute. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can open it up. Let the
amen.
Church of
amen.
God say,
amen. Oh, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory
to
God.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Father. Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that when the thief is caught,
hallelujah.
He must pay back seven times what he has stolen.
Glory.
This prayer and this word glory. That went forth, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God is saying
amen.
That the thief has been caught. So he's been holding
amen.
Back on us. Hallelujah, God said he's not going to just give us what the devil been holding back, but he's going to multiply it by seven,
multiply,
which is his number.
Oh God.
In Jesus' name,
thank
you receive
Jesus.
It. I know I've got
oh,
mine.
Thank you, Jesus.
I receive mine every day. I hope you receive yours.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord
amen.
Jesus. Thank you. And back into the hands
right,
of the woman of God.
Need your Bible. All right. Thank you, Apostle. You still need your Bible. I need everybody to turn to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. We're going to continue. This is what the Lord has for us. We're going to get those blessings right now. We thank God for you, Apostle. That was a powerful prayer, powerful time of worship. We thank God for you ushering us into the presence of God with worship, praise. And that was a powerful prayer. I thank God for that prayer. Everybody turn your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 28. God wants us to remind us of who we are and what he's done for us. So I'm gonna start reading in verse 28, verse 1. I need some volunteers. We got 14 verses. Who will volunteer to read verse 2, 3, so forth? I need somebody, one person to read 2 and 3, another person read 4 and 5, 6 and 7, and so forth. I will read one and two. Who's going to read three and four? Tell me your name
Dana.
And what you're going to read.
Dana.
Gloria Dana.
Dana. All right.
Dana.
Gloria Dana. You're going to read four and five. Dana, you got three and four. Glory Dean,
mm-hmm.
you got four and five. All right, who's next? We need six and seven. Who can read that? Apostle?
Mary.
Apostle Bailey. You want six?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Apostle Bailey. You're going to do six and seven. Mary, eight and nine. Who's going to do 10 and 11?
Brother Brian, I'll take it.
Brother Brian, 10 and 11. Who's going to do 12, 13, and 14?
Sister Laney.
Sister Laney. Thank you, Sister Laney. All right.
Yeah, I believe you have two people. I believe you have two people doing verse 5. I'm not sure. One of the verses, I think you gave it to two people.
She gave three and four, but I think she mixed it up a little bit. It should be three and four. I should be doing three, four. The other young lady should do 5 and 6.
Right. Okay. But let
Minister right,
Carissa,
so this,
understand
I'll
what.
I'll straighten it out.
That's okay. That's why you wound
it
up with three at
out.
The end. That's why. Yeah.
That's okay. That's quite all right. So Dana,
amen.
I'm going to read one. Dana, can you read 2 and 3? Glory Dean, 4 and 5. Apostle, 5 and 6. I mean 6 and 7. And we'll go
there
from
we go.
There. How's that? I'll read.
That sounds good.
All right. Here we go. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So this is what the Lord is going to do. If we hearken unto his voice, if we listen to him, this is what he's going to do. He's going to set us free today. So the Lord commanded us. We'll be above all the nations. All right, Dana, you got 1 and 2? Go ahead. I mean 2 and 3. Dana, are you there? Dana, we can't
hear
you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I had my mute on. I was just reading. And all these blessings shall come on thee, overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Amen.
All right.
Praise
God. So listen, the scripture that you are reading is about you, about each of us. That's what God's going to do. We're going to be blessed in the city. You know, we're going to be blessed. It says the blessings are going to come over us and overtake us. So these
Amen.
Are for us today. We are from murmuring, complaining. We are free from all of that. Because look what God did. So at the end, we're going to be praising him and thanking him. All right, so now we got Glory Dean. You're going to read 4 and 5. Go ahead.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Thank
God.
God.
Amen.
You know, look at what he's doing for us. He said, bless the one that you're reading is for you. The scripture that you're reading is for each one of you. So he said, blessed
yes.
the fruit of our body, fruit of the ground,
yes.
the fruit of the cattle. In other words, multiplication. Multiplication, blessed is the fruit. You know, fruit is healthy for us. Fruit.
Amen.
Okay, so look what he's saying. Blessed are the fruit of our body. We're healthy. We're well. We got to claim it. I don't care what lying symptom we have. We got to claim.
Yes.
I'm healed. Pain, go away, pain. I command you, go away, pain. I command you to go away. And we got to say, not what so. We can't speak about, oh, Lord, my leg hurts so bad. No, no, no. Devil, get out of my leg. Devil, get out of my head. No, I'm healed. I got more than enough. He said, fruit of the ground. We got an abundant supply. All right, who's going to do 5 and 6?
Well, 6 and 7.
Pastor Bailey, you're doing 6 and 7. 6 and 7,
that's
yes.
correct. Okay, blessed shall thou be when thou comest in. Blessed shall thy be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause
Amen.
Thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee 7 ways.
Amen.
Woo! Look at what God is doing for his people. He said, look here, you're blessed. You know what? A lot of people leave home and they don't even return. But every time you go out, leave home, you will come back safely. Nothing will happen to you. You're going to be blessed
yeah.
when you go out, blessed when you come in. And he said, listen, if you got enemies, but they're my enemies, said God. Those enemies, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill all your enemies. And they're going to flee 7 ways. So you don't have to worry. I've got you covered, my people. All right, Mary got 8 and 9. Go ahead, Mary.
The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee. Thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways.
Amen. Now, what's the stipulation? He said, there's something you got to do in order for me to do these things for you. He said, I command blessings upon your storehouse. You got a cabinet? It's going to be full of food. You got a refrigerator? It's going to be full. I don't care what the prices are. People going to give to you. It, your refrigerator, your stove going to be full and running over. You're not going to like anything. But here is the stipulation. He said, you got to do all these things that I'm commanding you to do. You got to do these things that I'm commanding you to do first. He said, the Lord shall establish thee a holy people and has sworn unto thee. And if, there's a stipulation, if, this is what we have to do. We have to do what? Keep the commandments of who? The Lord thy God. And then we got to walk in his ways. So one, we got to keep his commandments. Two, we got to walk in his ways. So Brother Brian prayed for against slothfulness. You know, many of us, I don't know what we do, but, you know, the TV calls us, Facebook calls us, Twitter calls us, and we got to put that down and say, wait a minute now. Oh, no, this is my prayer time. This is my time with the Lord. So he said, okay, I'm commanding you this day, but you got to walk in my way. How can you walk in his ways if you ain't picking up his word and you don't know the word? You don't know what to walk in. So thank God for the word. All right, who's next? We got the next person, Brother Brian.
Yes,
ma'am. 11 and 12,
I believe. Okay. So starting there, it says, and the Lord shall make thee a plenteous and good in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto the fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, to heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow.
Woo! Look at the promises. These are the blessings in Deuteronomy 28. Look at how he's blessing his people. Even though you murmured, even though you complained, even though you did this, if you would just listen to me, obey me, do what I tell you to do, you're going to have all these. You're going to have plenty good. You know, other people may be hungry, but you ain't going to be homeless. You're going to have everything that you need. You're going to be healed. You're going to have all of these things. He said, look, I told your forefathers, your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great, I promised them, Abraham, you Abraham seed, so you're going to get blessed. All these are promises to us, his people. So we got a couple of more. Sister Laney, read those.
Yes, ma'am.
13 and 14.
And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them.
Oh, my God. In other words, keep your mind stayed on me. Don't you dare stray. Uh-uh. I may have to use the rod. I'm the one who chastised you. So you stay on the path, and all these blessings are going to be yours. Don't you worry. I told you the head. Don't you be talking about, oh, woe is me. Uh-uh. You're a child of the king. You're a child of the king. Don't you be over there in a pity-pat party. No. You got to remember, you're the head, not the tail. We're above only. We're not beneath. These are commandments. So when you forget, turn to Deuteronomy 28 and begin to read. He said, you won't go aside. Don't go aside from any of the words I command you this day. Don't go to right. Don't go to left. Don't go to false God. But do what I'm telling you to do. So in Isaiah 61, God is going to give us so much. The lost ones that we had, they're going to be saved. This is Isaiah 61 and 3. Our loved ones are going to be saved. The ones that's lost, they're going to be saved. Sickness and disease is going to go away from us. Misfortune is going to go away from us. You lost a car, a house. I lost all that in Hurricane Katrina. It's going to be given back to me. Some of it's been given back already. So in Isaiah 60, 1, verse 3, he says, to give, I'm going to do this for you. He said, I know you done had a lot of sorrow, but I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. I'm going to give you a bouquet of roses. You deserve those. I'm going to give to you. He said, yeah, you've been moaning over, you know, maybe you lost some loved ones during the coronavirus. Maybe you lost some close friends. He said, I'm going to give you the oil of joy for mourning. And in the Message Bible, it says, messages of joy instead of news of doom. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you're in the boob tube a lot, you're going to get messages of doom. Oh, yeah. This one got killed. That one got killed. Excuse me. We don't want to listen to messages of doom. The word of God. Put the word of God on. Let it play out throughout your house. You looking at channel 4, channel 6, all that? That's messages of doom. So God said, I'm going to take from you. I'm going to give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So we're going to be praising God, praising God. He said that ye might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that God might be glorified. He said that, you know, I'm going to tell you, rename them oaks of righteousness planted by God to display his glory. If you think you put here to go to work, go to sleep, eat, get up, die, no. We're put here to give God glory. Everything we do should be giving God glory. God ain't sick, Jesus ain't sick, and we ain't sick. So we got to stop saying, oh, Lord, we're children of the King. We're above and not beneath. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Claim it. Don't give in to what the devil tells you your body's going through. Don't give in to it. Stand up. Stand up to the devil. Say, you think that you're going to give me that pain. No, I don't receive it. I remember a few months ago, I had some pain in my body. I called one of my spiritual sons. It was in my throat. He said, Mama G, that is not real. That's from the devil. He prayed for me. Don't you know that thing got up out of me? I ain't had it. So we got power. We got power. Do not give in to the devil. I done it many times. I had to learn the hard way. So don't give in. God loves you so much. God loves you so much. He doesn't love like human beings. Human beings love with conditions. But God, he has an unconditional love for you. And his love is infinite. It's forever. God's love is incredible. His love is unfailing. Would you do me a favor? Would you put your phones on mute? I got an echo in the background. God's love is incredible. It's unfailing. Personal to each of us. God don't deal with us in a group. No, no. He's dealing with each of us. I'm going to unmute the line. Anybody want to make brief comments? And I'm going to ask Apostle Bailey if he would close us out in prayer. So I'm unmuting all the lines now. So anybody have any questions, any quick comments? So we're on the radio. We got about, I'll say, about 15 more minutes on the radio. They're going to be cutting us off in a little bit. So questions, anybody? I think I unmuted all the lines now. Comments, quick, brief, make a brief.
No question, but only gratefulness. Thank you, Mary.
Okay.
No question.
What's your question?
Only thankfulness, gratefulness, and this has been a tremendous blessing. Thank you, Sister G.
Thank you.
For the word.
Amen.
Gloria Dean. Gloria Dean.
Okay. All right.
I thank God. I thank God for hearing Apostle Rhonda Bailey again. I had heard him in a long time. Good, it's been a while since I've seen him. So it's good hearing from him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for him. And what during the time I went to another ordination, and he ordained me again. And I thank God for all the years knowing him. Praise God. I thank God for him. I thank God for the word. And I thank God for prayer today. Thank you.
Thank you, Gloria Dean. Anybody else?
Okay.
Questions, well, comments, whatever?
This is Sister Lainey.
This is Dana. Oh.
Okay, hold on, Dana. Go ahead, Sister Lainey.
I was going to say that this word was exactly what my heart needed to hear today. I am so encouraged and so strengthened by this word. I had an experience, an unusual experience, where I saw myself seeing what I was seeing. It was discouraging. But then I remembered a testimony a young man gave me coming out of the hospital. And then you follow that with this powerful word. And I know that I've been restored and I've been set free from that assault the enemy was trying to deal with me, putting my soulish area down to. Just, I was seeing what I was seeing, and it was, I've been delivered, simple as that. The word delivered me today. Thank you.
Amen.
I give God the glory.
Thank you. Amen. Anyone else? Brief, come on, you guys, state your name. Go ahead,
okay.
Dana.
This is Dana. I just want to thank you for inviting me to this prayer line today, and most of all, it was an eye-opener to a lot of things, you know, that I was that I'm going through. And Deuteronomy 28 is my favorite scripture, and God gave me a promise back in 2008 with this scripture. He just, you know, he talks to me from time to time. And for me to hear that today, and as we was going through our Bible, I went in the house and got my Bible, and I say, God, you promised me. And for this woman to invite me today, and then you bring out the promise that you promised me on Deuteronomy. Lord, you say I am above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail, that I'm blessed going in and coming out. Oh, thank you, God. You know, sometimes we look at the situation instead of looking to God, looking to the hills which cometh our help. And if we continue to stand before him, be on our knees before him, no circumstance will ever be able to prevail against us. If we only we trust and believe in God, not what the devil's showing us, not what the world's showing us, but if we keep our eyes on God, he will bring forth every promise, everything. He will protect us for all harm and danger. God said the weapon will form, but it shall not succeed. Oh, glory. And I just want to thank you so much. I want to thank you.
Thank you. All right, listen, we'll be on next Wednesday. God say the same. We'll be on Wednesday. Yeah, we're on every Wednesday at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard and 1 o'clock our time. All right, Eastern Standard. All right? So I got that a little mixed up, but you know what I mean, whatever time you called in today. All right, we got time for a couple of more. Then Apostle's going to pray, and we're going to be getting off the line and remembering. You know, sometimes we hear a word, and the devil snatches. Don't let the devil snatch this word that you got today. Keep this word. Let it be written on the tables of your heart.
Amen.
Keep this word. Let it be written on the tables of your heart. All right. Couple more. State your name. Go ahead. All right. Looks like everybody's finished. Listen, Apostle, we pray for three babies. Yeah, we were praying for four, but one of our babies passed away. These babies are less than 3 years old. We've been praying for them for quite a few, maybe almost a year now. So we're going to ask you to, you don't have to remember their names, but it's baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Revere. We're giving God thanks for the because he's brought them thus far. And we're asking God to give their parents strength because these babies were born without livers or different food, but God is able. So, and then close us out, Apostle. We thank God for you. Thank God. I just love all of you and thank God for you. Go ahead, Apostle.
Amen, amen. Well, I just, you know, say my comment for last as well. You know, first of all, I want to thank Mother Gloria Dean, because it's always a pleasure to hear her voice as well. And I'm glad she remembered that we have that connection through ordination and what have you. Enjoyed her voice, like I said, hearing her voice, and, of course, her singing and music. And I want to also, and she also reminded me that, you know, it's time for a reunion, you know, because it's been just that long. But getting back to the next comment, the woman of God, amen, given that word that we so much need to hear, I want to thank her for obeying God, and heard the many comments and how this word really blessed them. And what I really, really also enjoyed in addition to the word was the drill on the scriptures, because I had to kind of like, you know, get myself together to keep up with some, you know, Dana and the rest, because I think they beat me a couple of times before I could get it. They was talking about it, you know, so but it's helpful. It's helpful for me to go through that type of drill. And what else did she do? It was the drill and on, you know, finding where this saying came from in the Bible. She mentioned about the laws or the judgment, which is the law, you know, which is the Torah. And, of course, the books were named. But still in all, you know, it refreshed our memory on a lot of stuff. So I want to commend Sister Caritha Gatliff for those, you know, things that I'm not used to participating in, but I kind of enjoyed it as well. So let us get prepared, pray for those little ones. For the Bible says, forsaking not the children of God, the Lord say, you know, forbid them not to come unto him. And these little children, they didn't ask to be born the way they were born. And we know that we are serving a miracle-working God. And that miracle-working God, he has creative power. So therefore, he can create those organs that they're lacking. But I believe the reason that they may not, that this may have not happened with all the beautiful prayers that went forth, is because God is glorifying these children the way that they are. Because a lot of people, we're talking about them and we're praying for them, and that's what we should be doing, because we could have gone that way as well. And so the church is on its job. And so I want to thank God, and I want to bring out that there's things going on in the world that we also need to be in prayer for, and that is the war that's getting, you know, battle, whatever's going to be, getting very close in Ukraine, Russia, and America, which is something I think we need to add to this prayer. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say right now, and we're going to ask the Lord, let us all come together in unison. You know, if just one prayer gets through, then God will do it. So, I mean, I'm the person leading the prayer, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's the prayer God's going to hear. But all of us praying together, he said, if two or three are gathered in his name, there's he in the midst. He said, if two or three are gathered in his name, whatever we shall ask of God, it shall be done for them. We must believe that, and you all must join in with me in this corp as well as closing prayer. So, Father, we thank you right now for your goodness and mercy, which endures forever, Lord. Father, touch these three, well, two children that are living and the one that has passed, Lord. We just want to be in remembrance of them. If I'm not mistaken, it's one that has already passed. And so, Lord, these other two that are still living. Oh, they're all three still living.
Three that's still living.
Yeah. Right, okay. And that's great. I misunderstood you. So, Father, we pray that you would touch them all because we know if they did pass, well, it's too late for this prayer. But still in all, Lord, they're still in the living. Touch them right now where they are, Lord. I pray, hallelujah, according to, you say, according to our faith, so be it unto us. I pray a divine miracle will take place in their bodies, Lord. And that, Lord, that these organs that are in that they are in need of, Lord, that it will just materialize in their bodies. And, Father, I claim it right now. And those of us that are on the line, I pray that you are touching and agreeing with me. Remember, your prayer might make the difference. Father, I thank you right now for these children, oh, Father, and that they all will have your hand upon their lives as they come forth and go be about their father's business, be about our father's business, Lord, that you would use them as ministers, Lord, that you would use them as prophets, Lord, that you would use them, oh, Father, to your glory, because I believe even now you're doing that. You're using them even in the state that they're in to your glory. So, Father, we thank you for them. And, Lord, anyone on the line, Lord, that haven't had the opportunity to make a request, I pray, oh, Father, you know them, you've made them, and you've created them as well, Lord. You know what's going on in their bodies. And, Lord, we, oh, Father, we know by your stripes we are healed and we were healed. And we need to claim that right now so that we can receive our healing in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would also look around the world, Lord. You know all the events that are taking place. These are only signs of the end time. And Lord, it's just to let us know what time we're in. We're in the time, oh Father, the 11th hour, the beginning of sorrow, and the time just before, hallelujah, the angel is going to blow the trump. And that the skies are going to open up, hallelujah, and the church, your church, oh, Father, will be raptured up. And, oh, Father, we see, you say, when you see these signs come to pass, look up, for my coming is near. I'm even at the door. And, Lord, I just pray, Lord, as we go our separate ways, Lord, that we will take this word, number one, if it's being recorded, that we will listen to it multiple times because there's a lot of spiritual meat there. Hallelujah, glory to God. We don't need to take it just to memory. We need to get our pen and paper, and we need to take notes that we don't miss any of it, Lord, and that we, oh, Father, will listen to it multiple times, that we can get all of the fruit out of it, because that word was written for us in the book of Deuteronomy. That was written for us as it was for them in that day. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I pray, oh, Father, I thank you for each person that have joined in on this line, Lord, from the young unto the old, oh, Father, because you got them both on the line. Glory to God. I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. Hallelujah. Well, Father, I just ask that you bless them, oh, Father, for taking the step of faith and obeying your voice, for coming on the line, representing you, and participating in this great radio program. Father, we thank you for these all blessings in the wonderful name of Jesus and to your glory. And amen, amen, and amen. And let the church once again say amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to tell you something. So listen up, listen up, listen up. I want to tell you that God loves you so much. But guess what? He loves you, but he wants us to love him back. He said, this is the way
Amen.
I want you to love me, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And then he said, listen, I add a second one to that. You know, you say you love me, and then you say you don't love him or her. You're lying. No, you ain't never seen me. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. So I'm telling you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, bless the Lord. Praise him like you lost your mind. I love you all. Talk to you all next Wednesday, if not before. God bless you. God loves you more than I can. Amen.
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 God bless you too. Hallelujah.